So what about the SAC and individual trainees? One of the things we are required to do by PMAT-B is that if you want to take time out of a training program to go to do a post which doesn't have a number currently, so it's not recognized as a training post, but for one reason or another, you might feel that it would offer you something very beneficial to your training, then you have to get permission for that in advance or it won't be recognized. And that can be within the UK or abroad. Now, if you're going to a European country, they have their own quality assurance framework in place, which is to a similar standard to PMET-B, and there would usually be no problem with recognising that attachment. If you go to developed countries and you can provide evidence that the post satisfies the criteria for a numbered post in the UK, it will be approved. If you're going to a third world country where there is unlikely to be any framework in place to monitor the quality of training in that post, not the quality of your experience, but the quality of training, then you probably won't get it. So at the AGM last night, there was a little bit of